You're listening to SBS News.
Marking a reset in the trans-Tasman relationship, Anthony Albanese and Jacinda Ardern met for their first annual leaders' meeting and their second bilateral talk since the May election. The two leaders say the talks have been a success. Mr Albanese.
There are no closer friends than Australia and New Zealand, and today's discussions reflected that and also reflected the reset in relations between Australia and New Zealand.
They first addressed a sore point that's been causing some tension in the trans-Tasman relationship. New Zealanders in Australia have had fewer rights than Australians in New Zealand have enjoyed, but Prime Minister Ardern says that's now changing.
Our ask has been for there to be a greater acknowledgement of the role that that New Zealanders play here in Australia. The fact that we have, and you'll see this in our communique, agreement that no New Zealander or Australian should be rendered permanently temporary, that is a step change in the way that we've previously seen New Zealanders treated here.
Mr Albanese has also announced a review into more reciprocal voting rights for Kiwis in Australia. Australians in New Zealand are eligible to vote after living there for more than 1 year. Mr Albanese says the nations need to work towards more seamless transitions for citizens, but has made no promises.
We don't want people to be temporary residents forever. And what we'll do is we'll work on ways of a pathway to citizenship with a timeline of Anzac Day 2023.
Another sticking point addressed in earlier talks remains the deportation of New Zealand citizens. Last month, Mr Albanese pledged to consider changes to Section 501 of the Migration Act, which allows the government to deport non-citizens on character grounds and criminal convictions. The previous coalition government had taken a hardline stance on the policy, but Mr Albanese signalled a different approach, despite confirming the government is still committed to the policy.
501s will continue to exist. We will continue to deport people when appropriate. But we will have some common sense apply here.
Ms Ardern has welcomed the shift.
This is, you know, exactly what we have asked of Australia. We acknowledge that Australia will continue to deport, as New Zealand currently does have provision and does deport those who don't have long-term connection to New Zealand. What we've been seeking is common sense in the spirit of friendship.
The meeting comes ahead of the Pacific Islands Forum being hosted next week in Fiji. It's expected China's growing influence in the region will be discussed at the forum after China signed a security pact with the Solomon Islands in April this year. Mr Albanese says Australia will take a firm position.
We want to cooperate with China where we can, but we will stand up for Australian values when we must.
Ms Ardern says the Pacific shouldn't be forced to decide whether to go with China or the West. She says the countries providing support for the region have changed over the years.
It should be the Pacific priorities first and foremost. They should be free of coercion. There should be high-quality investment in infrastructure because that is what our region deserves.
A point of common ground with the new government has been climate action. The two nations are hoping to collaborate further on emissions-reducing technology. Mr Albanese says electric vehicles are a way to tackle climate change together.
Now, if we're all competing against each other for procurement at the same time, we'll end up paying more for it than if there's cooperation between Australia and New Zealand.
The two leaders say they're now more aligned with their policies, leaving waters across the Tasman calm, for now at least. Sunil Awasthi, SBS News.